From Queensland, this is VK4WIA. Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Don Johnman, Victor Kilo 4, Delta Sierra, became silent key October 28. Don joins the list of silent keys this 2016-2017 WIA year. This list is Bill Lockridge, VK4 Whiskey Lima, passed away June 6, Frank Winter, VK4 BLF, August 4. In August, Keith Adams, VK4 XAK, and October 17, Frank Van Door, VK4 XK. And now Don Johnman, Victor Kilo 4, Delta Sierra. Don was a life member of the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club and former long-serving secretary and president. In recent years, apart from taking part on the club's 2-metre and 10-metre nets, he was a keen short-wave and medium-wave DXer using homebrew crystal sets and loop antennas. Our sincere condolences to his wife Ellen, Valet Don Victor Kilo 4, Delta Sierra. And just ahead of joining VK4 Zulu Papa Papa, VK4 ZPP, and that's what I think, what do you think? Just a reminder to all the clubs in VK4, if you'd like something on Q News, then drop us an email and also send us the audio. We'd love to hear if your club is still operating. We hear regularly from 3 or 4 clubs, but we'd still like to hear from your club. And also, don't forget to send in the callback numbers each week. As an example, if the news is still being broadcast on the Bundaberg and Wide Bay repeaters, it's now some 5 weeks since we've heard any report come in from that area. So maybe the mail's been blocked again. Okay, now to Jeff Emery.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. Over the last week, I've seen a collection of information about the current state of HF propagation. The charts keep on showing the inevitable decline of the sunspot cycle, and the messages keep on appearing about other solar activity. Solar flares have the ability to enhance the auroral activity, bring brilliant light displays to the near polar regions. They also can wipe out HF, and you see the maximum usable frequency plummet. Part of being an amateur operator is learning what makes the whole thing work. It's not only the physical laws that permit us to hear and make radio signals, but also the atmospheric and solar conditions that allow electromagnetic transmissions to give communication. Now, one of the good things is that whilst we are learning, we can also be using radio. One of the big inventions of radio has been the power switch, which proves that if the gear isn't switched on, we won't be able to play radio. It seems that we are getting a more inquisitive selection of recruits, as this week there were posts on the net announcing 10 metres was open. A few years ago, there would have been questions as to why stations were appearing on a logger, but no one was replying. The mystery that is the computer program or app seems to attract people who expected automation to suddenly infect their station just for running it. To me, it seems that the people who pay attention to the various alerts and study the indicators and then combine that with putting a signal to air are the ones who will have the success. Success to some is just the contact and the log, to others it is the QSL, and yet others use this to gain awards. Whatever gives you the recognition and thrill is what is important in the pursuit of the amateur radio experience. It still seems that the first requisite of success in this game is turning on the radio and putting a signal to air. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.